This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump did not sign a critical pandemic relief and government funding package before midnight Sunday, allowing emergency unemployment benefits and eviction protections to expire. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation earlier this week and on Saturday tweeted his objections to the amount that would be given to most Americans as a one-time stimulus payment. He said, quote, "I simply want to get our great people $2,000 rather than the measly $600 that is now in the bill." By calling for the larger amount, Mr. Trump is bucking the will of his own Republican Party, which resisted a Democratic effort to set a larger stimulus amount. Data from the U.S. Labor Department indicated that 14 million Americans would lose their unemployment benefits when the protections expired. The president is spending the holiday at his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago. Lawmakers had sent the spending legislation by air from Washington, D.C. to Florida for the president to sign into law. A partial federal government shutdown will begin early Tuesday if Mr. Trump does not sign the bill. Congress is planning to return to work Monday, interrupting its usual Christmas recess, and could take a stopgap measure to extend government funding for a few days or a few weeks while the impasse is resolved. House members are also scheduled to vote Monday to override Mr. Trump's veto of a $740 billion bill authorizing the country's defense programs. If the House passes the bill, the Senate could vote on the measure as early as Tuesday. It requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to override a presidential veto. You can follow this story at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Lebanon state media reports a Syrian refugee camp in northern Lebanon was set on fire Saturday night following a fight between members of the camp and a local family. The United Nations Refugee Agency confirmed that a large fire had broken out in a camp housing about 75 families in the Minya region. It said some injured people had been taken to the hospital, although it did not give an exact number. The Lebanese civil defense worked to control the blaze while the army and the police were deployed to restore calm. Lebanon says it hosts some 1.5 million Syrians, including around 1 million registered as refugees with the United Nations. Authorities have called on refugees to return to Syria, even though rights groups warn that the war-torn country is not yet safe. Voting has begun in presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic. It's a key test for a troubled nation. The French news agency reports that UN peacekeepers and local and Rwandan soldiers are patrolling the streets throughout the capital of Bangui, with armored vehicles posted outside voting places. There was a delay of nearly an hour before some polling stations in Bangui opened on Sunday. AFP reported that voting materials had not been delivered on time. Senior officials told AFP that polls will be open late at those polling stations to make up for the delay. 16 candidates are vying for the CAR presidency. The main rival to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra is Anicet-Georges Dologele, an economist and former prime minister. If there's no overall majority in the first round of voting, a runoff will be held February 14th. Around 1,500 candidates are contesting the 140 seats in the National Assembly. Many have been unable to campaign because of insecurity in the nation. The Pakistani army says a military helicopter has crashed in northern Pakistan, killing 4 soldiers, including 2 pilots. In a statement, the military said the chopper crashed Saturday due to technical reasons while transporting the body of a soldier to a military hospital. Pakistan has a checkered military and civilian aviation safety record with frequent plane and helicopter crashes over the years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday that Israel is hoping to vaccinate a quarter of its population against coronavirus within a month. Mr. Netanyahu made the statement in a video. He said the goal by next weekend is to reach 150,000 people per day. He was the first Israeli to receive the COVID-19 vaccination. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.